Hi, this is Jeremy. I'm speaking to you on a recorded line about the Maryland abuse lawsuit. Who am I speaking with? Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Yes, this is Jeremy Perlman. I'm speaking to you on a recorded line about the Maryland abuse lawsuit. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Eric, and I have the potential customer for a Maryland sexual abuse claim. He's on the line with me right now.
Yeah, you can transfer him. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, my name is Jeremy Perlman. I'm speaking to you on a recorded line. I'm sure you heard that. In regards to the Maryland abuse lawsuit, and you would like to participate in the lawsuit. That is correct, the Maryland abuse one.
Yeah.
And you do not already have an attorney assisting you with this claim. That is correct.
No.
All right. And you have not signed any paperwork in regards to this. That is correct.
No.
And who would you be filing this claim for? Would it be for yourself or a loved one?
Myself.
And you are a resident of the United States. That is correct.
Yes, sir.
And you have never received money from anybody regarding this claim in the past. That is correct.
Not at all.
And do you know anybody else that is seeking justice for their abuse and needs assistance?
I actually do.
Okay. I'm going to give you my number at the end of this, and then you can always give it out.
Okay.
And then I have to ask this one, have you ever been a registered sex offender?
No.
No?
Never.
All right. And then, did the abuse you experienced involve somebody affiliated with an institution, school, or church while you were under their care?
Say it again.
Did the abuse you experienced involve somebody affiliated with an institution, school, or church while you were under their care?
Yeah.
And then, what facility did it happen at?
It happened at the, what is it called? I'm trying to.
You're good.
Try to write it down.
No, you're good. Take your time.
It was at the Backbone Mountain Youth Center.
Okay.
In Swanton? Yeah.
Okay. And then roughly what were the dates the abuse occurred?
I can't tell you the exact dates, but it was like in the year 2003.
Okay. Would you say earlier in the year? You can just give me, if you think earlier, January, middle.
Like because it was around, like, I remember it was, like, around Christmas.
Okay. So I'll put 12. I'll put December. It just needs to be a rough estimate.
Okay.
And then what exactly happened? Were you touched under the clothes? Were you, what happened?
Basically, it was one of the, I guess he was, like, a supervisor. Like, a skinny black dude. He cornered me and told me basically, like, you know, I like threatened me with like time and like about so I won't tell nobody basically, and he like, you know, he was like groping me and like, you know, as I was trying to like, he was like strong arming me when I was trying to like move away from him, and he like did it a couple times.
And this is under the clothes that he groped you?
Yeah.
And he grabbed your private parts, I assume, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Was this one multiple times or was it just once?
No, it was like multiple times.
Okay. Multiple times. And he's cornered. And would threaten. I'm just writing this out in the correct way, sorry. So a supervisor cornered him, that would be you, and threatened him, that would also be you, and physically assaulted him, that would be you, under the clothes multiple times. That is correct?
Yeah.
And then he would grope you in the genital region?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And how old were you at the time of the abuse, sir?
I want to say I was like around like 11-ish.
11, okay.
Yeah, so I was like in like 5th grade.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that happen. And how old are you now?
I'm 32.
32, okay. I'm same age, 92, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, same. And then... what is your first name, sir?
Brandon.
Brandon. Okay, I'm gonna put, so I'm gonna change him to your name, Brandon.
Banks, B-A-N-K-S.
Okay, yeah, I'll get that for, I'll get the last name for you in just a second. Mr. I'll put Mr. Banks. Can you confirm your gender for me? I know it's redundant, but I have to.
I'm a male.
Thank you. I have to ask.
Yeah, good.
Did he ever take any clothes off, or he would just grope you under the clothes?
He, like, he ripped my shirt, like, once when I was trying to, you know, move away.
And he, would he also touch you in the chest area?
Yeah.
Okay.
I grab my butt and stuff. Okay. I don't, like, talk about, you know, but.
No, yeah, no, this, we don't, I just, we don't need any more information on that. I got everything, so if you don't want it, it's fine. I have to just get a slight description. That's the only reason I asked. And then, Brandon's shirt, and I'll leave the shirt one off there. We have enough, I guess, for the groping in the genital region. Put skin to skin. There you go. And then he was an employee, I take it. You said a supervisor.
Yeah.
Do you remember his name, like a Mr. John, a Mr. Smith, anything like that? You guys.
We used to call him Patrick.
Mr. Pa- I'll put Mr. Was it Patrick,
yeah,
or Mr. Patrick?
Like, we used to just call him Mr. Patrick. Or,
okay.
You know.
Yeah, or Patrick. I got you.
It was a skinny black dude.
All right. What would you say? And then was he tall or short?
I want to say he was like. I like average height.
Okay. So you would say like 5'9", 5'10", or?
Yeah, around there.
Okay. I'll put around 5'10". Anything else you remember about him? Did he wear glasses? Did he wear anything? Did he have long hair, short hair?
Not really. I remember he was an old black man. I think he had like short hair though.
He was older?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was like skinny as a pencil.
Okay. So he was very, so super skinny?
Yeah.
Okay. I put older, super skinny black male, around 5'10". And then short hair, you said, right?
Yeah.
What color hair? Do you remember?
Black.
Black hair. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Black hair. Okay. And what was his role in the facility? You said he was a supervisor?
Yeah, he was like a supervisor. Yeah, I remember we kept calling him the supervisor.
Okay, so he was like the person in charge.
Okay.
And estimate, how many times did you say he abused you?
Around like 3 to 5 times.
Okay, I'll put 4 down, just so it's right in the middle. And then... So the first time would have been that in December of 2003, and then it went on for like a month or two more till in 2004,
yeah.
A little bit. Okay. So I'll put until March of 2004, just for a rough estimate. So I put December of 2003 to March of 2004 for the time dates of abuse, and then it's around 4 times. And just to confirm, it was sexual abuse, that is correct.
Yeah.
And where did it occur in the facility?
In his office. Most, okay. Like, yeah, in his office, like, he, like, cornered me, like, once,
okay.
And, like, by the bathroom.
Okay, so it occurred in his office and then also the bathrooms.
Yeah.
Did you disclose this information to anybody?
No. Okay. You know, I'm like, I don't even want to talk about that, honestly.
No, I get it. We've gone over it enough where I'm just now going to ask you basically simple questions like spelling and stuff. So no worries. This is the last one. How has the abuse affected your life?
Like, I don't know. I just like, I'm just very like standoffish with people now. And I don't like authority figures or like a trigger for me.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, like I don't know, like people that look like him kind of like make me like, you know, I don't like,
yeah.
I don't like, yeah.
mentions that. Do you feel anxiety and things like that?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, man. And then anxiety when like you see somebody that looks like him, if any similarity, you would get anxious or angry.
Right.
Okay. Angry. Sees anyone that looks similar to the abuser. I'll put has anxiety. This is a little more, reads a little better. Has anxiety. Sorry, I'm just making sure I spelled, like, did correct grammar and everything. And then, are you currently employed, Brandon?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you currently employed?
No. Well, yes. Yes, I am. I just got a job at a door security at a marijuana facility.
Nice. Nice. Are you in? You're in LA 323, right?
Yeah.
Nice. And then I guess this would be the last question about this. No law enforcement was involved, correct? Because you didn't disclose it, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's fine. And then do you have any cooperation? You're at the facility. It doesn't need to be like you have it on hand, but there are records that exist, such as school records or anything like that, correct?
I can't tell you.
There would be school records that exist that you were there, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then I asked you this earlier. You, of course, are a male. And then Brandon is Brandon. And last name Banks, Banks.
Yeah.
Are you a junior or senior or anything like that, sir?
Oh, no. Okay. I can't wait to be a senior, though.
Yeah. No, I get that. And then marital status?
Single.
Okay. All right. And then what is your date of birth, sir?
It's 8/27/1992.
Yeah. And what is the last four of your social, sir?
0110.
Zero what?
0110.
Okay, sorry. Okay. And then what's the best email for you, Brandon?
It's 1 second.
You're good. This is the best number to reach you on, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the name of the store you got a job at?
It's called 101. It's called Main 101.
Nice.
So my email address is Diane DianeBanks 57@iCloud.com.
Okay. I'm going to send the documents to this via text and via email. We'll complete that via text, so it's very simple. And then you've done DocuSign before in the past, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to send you a DocuSign. It's like three signatures, and that's basically giving the lawyers permission to reach out to you and then also to pull the records that prove you're there. And then this is a cell phone, right?
Yeah.
And then, Brandon, what's your best mailing address, physical address?
It's 1118 East 113th Street.
1113th, uh-huh.
Los Angeles, California, 90059.
90059, okay. 1 second. Mm-hmm. 1118 East 113th, right?
Yes.
In the city's Los Angeles and Los Angeles County, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, yep. All right. And then have you received treatment or gone to therapy as a result of this?
I've tried to receive therapy, but, like, it really doesn't take me.
You've only really gone, like, once or twice since then? It's not like you...
Yeah.
Okay. So I should mark it as no then, correct?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. Yeah, okay. All right. And then would you like to leave an emergency contact in regards to this? It is not required.
Yes, I can.
Yeah. Do they live with you or not with you?
My mother lives with me.
Okay. What is her name?
Her name is Diane.
D-I-A-N-E. Same last name?
Banks, yeah.
What's her phone number, sir?
323.
Mm-hmm. 395-9864. Okay. That is your mother. I'm going to put the email address. I'll leave that blank since they're going to call. There's no reason for the email. And then same address as you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Make sure I put the zip code in. Oops, there we go. Okay. And then let me confirm everything with you, like spelling and things of that nature, and then I will send you these documents, and we'll complete them, and then the attorneys will have permission to reach out to you, and they'll get the whole case started in regards to this.
Okay.
And then, Brandon, I'll, you know, the call is recorded, of course. You would like to participate in the Maryland abuse lawsuit. You do not have an attorney and have not signed any documents. That is all correct?
Correct.
Right. And then you are a resident of the United States and have not received any money in the past regarding this claim. That is correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right. And then I'm going to text you from my number, so you have it. If you know anybody else, you can always give them my number if they were in, at any of those facilities. And you are not a registered sex offender, of course. The abuse did happen at the Backbone Mountain Youth Center. That is correct?
Yeah.
All right. I have to look at their phone number 1 second. I just did ask for that, so hold on. Forgot to do that. On Camp Road. Sorry, I had to get their number. And then, yeah, Backbone Mountain Youth Center. And the dates of abuse would have been roughly December of 2003 till about March of 2004. And you were around 11 at the time.
Yeah.
Right. And then I just had to read this over just to make sure we have this correct. A supervisor cornered you. He would threaten you and physically assaulted you under the clothes multiple times, and it would grope you in the genital region skin to skin.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you are now 32. You are Mr. Patrick was the abuser's name. He was an employee and he was a supervisor at the facility.
Yeah.
And then he was a older, super skinny black male, around 5'10", short black hair. Sorry.
Yeah.
And then 4 times you were abused roughly in this time frame. And then it would be in Mr. Patrick's office and also in the bathrooms.
Yeah.
Where it would happen. Okay. In Mr. Pat, let me add an S to that. And then you did not disclose it to anybody, which is fine. And then it has affected you, very standoffish with people, has a problem with authority after the incident, has anxiety if sees anybody that looks similar to the abuser.
Yeah.
I'll put anxiety /angry. Gets angry. Because I get that. And then you are currently employed. No law enforcement was ever involved. And then the cooperation you were there would be school records. That is all correct?
Yeah.
You, of course, are a male, Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-O-N, last name Banks, B-A-N-K-S, and then no junior or senior after your name, correct?
Right.
And then birthday is 8/27/92, and then last four is 0110.
Yeah.
Okay. And email is dianebanks57@icloud.com, and this is the best number to reach you on.
Yeah.
All right. And then address of 1118 East 113th Street in Los Angeles, California, 90059.
Yes.
All right. And then for the therapy, you really only went, you said once or twice and didn't disclose it, so we'll leave that as no. That is correct?
Yeah, correct.
All right. And then emergency contact would be your mother, Diane Banks, D-I-A-N-E, Banks, and then phone number of 323-395-9864, and that is your mother. Same address as you two. That is correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then I'm sending you a text right now. So hold on. It'll say my name, Jeremy Perlman. It'll be from a 21093 number. It'll say my name, Jeremy Perlman, wants to send you a DocuSign.
Yeah, I got it.
And then you'll just want to tap on that link. Once you tap on that link, you'll want to say yes or allow for consent. And then once you say yes or allow for consent, you'll see like a start or continue or an I agree. It might ask for location. Yeah, continue. And then you should see an I agree or a start after you hit continue.
Yeah, I did. I'll click continue.
And then you hit that start, and then that'll take you in the document. It'll ask you to sign, draw your signature as best as you can, and then adopt and confirm, that'll save it. And then wherever there's a yellow tap, it'll ask you to draw your signature or you draw your initials. I think there's about four or five yellow ones after the first one. And then once you see finish, hit finish, and then I will send you this message, all their information. So 1 second. I'll start drafting this up. Hold on. And then you also have my direct number too, so you can give it, if anybody else you know was affected by this, they can call me and I can always help them file a claim. And then let me know once you have finished. I'll get an email too, but yeah, I'm sorry we had to hash some of that stuff up and talk about it, but it's the only way to get it. Got to talk about it for at least a minute or two just to get it, hold them accountable for what they did at these facilities.
Do I need to upload my ID?
Oh, here, let me take a picture of just nothing. I don't know why that one's on there still, the ID one. If you want, I can kick you out of the document and delete it.
Oh, no, I'm just
take a picture of like, just take a picture of like the tabletop. Just something. It can be a wall or something. If you want, you can upload your ID, but it doesn't have to be.
Yeah. I just took a picture of the wall.
Yeah, it just should be something white. It's fine. Or put anything. Yeah, I forgot to delete that out of there. That's my fault. And then it should let you hit finish if it's giving you a problem with the picture, let me know. I can delete that whole section out.
You're done signing, okay?
Yeah, I think I got the email. Yeah, I guess you got the email. Yep. Let me just see the picture. Let's see. I'm curious as to what it had you upload. Yeah, it still had you upload a picture, huh? Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, the white, that's fine. Just like the picture of the wall. Perfect. Yeah, I don't know why it has you do that. I needed to make it so it doesn't map. Thank you for understanding on that one. And then I'm texting you right now. This is my number. So, like I said, if you know anybody else that was abused, like sexually at any of those facilities that were in Maryland, they would definitely be able to file a claim such as yourself. Like I said, I am very sorry for what happened in regards to that, because it's, nobody should, it shouldn't happen. And it shouldn't especially happen at a facility when you're there like that.
Right.
You got the text I sent you, though, from the 949 number?
I think I heard something.
Yeah, I sent it as we were just before that. Sorry, that's my number. So basically, let me read you this paragraph. This will explain it. I'll explain it better after. But before we wrap up, I just want you to make sure what to expect next. While they're working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out to the law to finalize your claim. I will be calling you within the next few hours. It'll be Monday though. Because we're out of here in like 30 minutes, because your file still has to go to QA. So they just need to make sure that's why I confirmed everything, like spelling, so there's no errors. There won't be any errors, so they just need to verify that. And then once I do call you and introduce you, or the firm calls you, they may go over some of these same details and the questions we discussed today. It's completely normal. It's just part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They're mainly just going to confirm the facility you're at and that you were sexually abused, of course, under the clothes. So just let them know that. They may also need you to sign additional forms like a medical release or a records form to strengthen your claim. We filled that out just now, so most likely they won't need to. If you do see any paperwork from them, please do give it back, return it to them promptly, as soon as possible, to keep everything moving smoothly. And then since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure you're fully prepared. And then if you don't hear from them by basically this time Monday, give me a call. But most likely I'll call you on Monday morning at like 10 a.m. if that's okay to transfer you over.
Okay,
is that good? Are you free 10 a.m. Monday? I'm in Orange County, so I'm same time zone as you.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you have my number. That's the 949 number. So if you do have any questions before by Monday, if you haven't heard from them, call me. And then I should most likely call you 10 a.m. Monday. All right.
Okay.
All right, Brandon. Sorry for what happened in regards to this. I do thank you for your time. You have a wonderful day. And if you do have any questions, please do feel free to call me. And of course, you can get my number out to anybody if they do want to file a claim in regards to this.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. You have a wonderful day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Sure.